إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. I'm recording this on the bank of Vembanad Lake from a place called Coconut Lagoon, which is a classic example of the beauty of Kerala. I think perhaps all the stories that are told of how Kerala got its name when the Sahaba came here and in the 12th century, and they saw the place and they spontaneously said Khairullah, and that's how the name Kerala came about. And this is a legend, Allah knows if it's true, but it's more than likely one can see how it might well be true. You have to travel far and wide to see such a collection of the glory and magnificence of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all together in one place, and also the beauty of water and how water adds value and beauty to the landscape. You have gardens and rivers and Jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this about the Jannah. So it's very, very beautiful to see that. Today, as far as the reminder is concerned, I'd like to remind myself anew about the sickness of hatred, the sickness of hatred, and this is one of the sicknesses of the heart where we hate one another. The hatred can be both for an individual, towards an individual, or it can be towards groups of people. Now we can hate these people and those people, and people of this nationality and that nationality, people of this nation or that nation, this religion or that religion. So it can be of both kinds, and needless to say, both are equally damaging. One of the biggest evils of hatred and one of the biggest losses for the one who hates somebody is that they are deprived of all good that comes from that person. And of course, as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everyone with some good in them. The fitrah is good. And so therefore, there is good in every one of us. No matter who we might be, whether we are Muslim or not Muslim, whether we are young or old, whatever our nationality, whatever our religion, there is some good and there is some khair in every single one of us. And the one who hates deprives himself of this khair, because he cannot take it. How can you take anything from somebody you hate? And therefore you deprive yourself of this goodness that is there for the taking, that is free. The second problem with hatred is what it does to you inside. A person who hates others is like somebody who has a fire burning inside him, and it eats him up from inside, it burns him up from inside. He's constantly engaged in thinking evil thoughts and wishing evil for those people. Not that any of that affects them, but it affects the one who's thinking those thoughts. Third big problem with hatred is that it completely burns all bridges between people. Obviously, people you hate, you can never hope to have any form of positive interaction with them, any form of relationship with them, because you are too busy hating them and disliking them for this reason or that reason. So it's a totally negative, totally pointless, totally useless emotion that really does no good at all. So to look at the cure, because that's our series, sicknesses and their cures. The cure for hatred is a three-phase thing. First and foremost is, as always with everything else, ruju ilallah. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah for His help, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the hatred from your heart, to clean your heart, because that's the beginning of all goodness, is ruju ilallah, is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second part of it is to seek genuine information about those people, ask, find out about them, get real information, differentiate between good information and propaganda, because that's one of the biggest problems biggest reasons why we indulge in hatred is because we don't have facts. So we hate these people and that people, and many times it so happens that sometimes these facts suddenly come before us, sometimes even without our making an effort, and then you're very surprised, say, oh my God, is it really like this? I mean, I didn't know that. I mean, this happened to me many times when I have explained Islam, for example, to people in the West, and many times I've heard this comment, people said, oh my God, I never thought of that. I never looked at it like that. And that's the problem. That's the problem with everyone, including us. I mean, we Muslims carry a lot of false impressions about various people. We have false impressions about Hindus, about the Jewish people, about Christians, about atheists, and so on and so forth. And basically based on one point of disagreement that we have with them, which is what they worship. And we then reject everything that comes from them, and we build up this whole, fog of hatred for those people, which closes us and closes all potential means of understanding, developing understanding with them, because of one thing which we disagree with them. I'm not saying that we have to agree. Obviously, we don't agree with them on that matter. But there are obviously, there are so many other things where, because we live in a common world, we live in a world where we share things, it is essential that we are able to live together peacefully with genuine respect for one another, even though we disagree on certain things. I mean, that's the whole point of being civilized. I mean, when you say civilization, it means that civilization is the ability to live comfortably, peacefully, and harmoniously with somebody with whom you disagree. I mean, that's the whole point of being civilized. So therefore, and that will happen only if we seek genuine information. So, as I said, first thing, ruju ila Allah. Second thing, seek genuine information. Find out facts. Third, very important thing is then to take the next step and build a relationship. Go meet those people. Go see those things. Go visit them in their houses. Go eat their food. Actually find out. I mean, I sometimes ask, when I'm talking about Islam in the West, I sometimes begin my talk by saying, name for me your Muslim friend. You know, who's your Muslim friend? Which Muslim do you know? May not be a friend, but maybe an acquaintance, somebody you can say, hello to. Do you have one? And for most people, they don't have one. Right? The only Muslim they see is whatever figure they see on some television program, which is really geared to create sensations, geared to get more TV viewers, but not geared to build understanding between people. So, the same thing I'm asking you, as Muslims, name for me your Jewish friend, name for me your Christian friend, name for me your Hindu friend. Alhamdulillah, I can name not one, but I can name many, many, many across the world, alhamdulillah. All kinds of religion, Sikh and atheist and so on. All kinds of people who I respect, and I hope and I know that they respect me. We are on good terms with each other. We are able to sit down and talk sensibly and peacefully about matters on which we seriously disagree, and explore each other's thoughts and so on and so forth. And alhamdulillah, life goes on. And so this is a very important thing, to seek correct information. And the third point, as I said, is actually look to build a relationship. Learn to live with difference. Learn to live with difference of opinion. That's the third step. And inshallah, if we do these three things, ruju ila Allah, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Him to clean your heart. Number two, seek genuine information. And three, seek to build relationship. Put a face to the name. Put a face to the name. Go talk to the person. Shake the person's hand. Sit with them. Invite them into your home. Let them see who you are. You go see who they are. And inshallah, this hatred will disappear. This hatred will disappear. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean our hearts from all forms of negative emotions and to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.